Get excited because Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
I'm pumped.
And because footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Eskimo Pie Jim. Oh, no, Eskimo Joe Jim.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Eskimo Pie. You get them from a milk bar.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, yes, nice to have your company. Big Rush Hour coming your way. Hump day, middle of the week. Love it. Tex Walker, we meant to have him yesterday, but they changed training times on us. But he would never let us down, our man, the Texan.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. And then I see beyond that a hump day quiz.
Yes, Jim.
How?
You know the problem with hump day? There's a lot of day and there's not enough.
My goodness. So that's the sort of the crystal clear gold you'll get. And then a close at a finish, thanks to our great friends at Crew Tracker.
Who were very happy with their joke last night.
They've already put in a complaint. So they're only a day in. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Beautiful day today. I know it's getting a bit cool now, yes, but how good is the day?
Magnificent.
You'd be playing golf or something, wouldn't you?
I should be on the course right now.
You should
only be a bit dark.
Yeah, just finished, probably. And g'day to you, Rebs. Triple M, we'll have exclusivity.
Oh, no.
Triple M will have exclusive titty. What is it, Jim?
Man.
Exclusive titty. That was a replay.
Exclusive titty. Yeah, that's it. That was a replay. Now he's having another live go at it.
Good to be with you all. I've got some footy here because we talk footy, Jim.
Yes, go on then.
And then I've got some general
some other
news,
stuff.
Which is all
looking forward to that.
Just all goes into the pot.
Yeah. So all sports?
Whatever you want, Rabs.
Oh, groundless then.
From around the world.
Like when I went to Iowa.
One man brings you the news.
Jim, I got nothing.
Up to the minute.
Was that old news?
That's old news.
Chasing the big stories.
Just call me old newsbreaker Billy.
And going the distance.
That's
it. This is the Brownless Report.
Thank you very much. The VFL is set to launch, Jim, which is great, with 8 teams.
Yes.
So there'll be no AFL-listed players, so hence no Geelong and no Richmond and all that, okay?
Right,
so the 8 teams will be Box Hill.
Very good.
Casey, Coburg, Frankston, Frangers are back. Of course, Port Melbourne, Sandringham, Werribee and Williamstown.
Just listing the VFL teams.
Did you just say Frangers are back?
Fringers are back in demand. Actually, I've got a story about that coming up.
Oh, no.
With the old COVID, Jim.
Looking forward to that.
But good luck to those sides and good to see them back. Idea being that the AFL clubs will play little practice matches amongst themselves.
Right,
Jim.
I see.
Okay. You happy with it?
Well, we love the borough for a start.
We do love
the borough. They get down there and drink their piss, don't
Gary
they? They put the jumpers on and the VBs flow strongly.
I remember going down there last year, Jim, and it gets a bit scary. Thank God they beat Geelong. And the big Gary Ayres with those big chomps.
Chompers.
Now, also fans. Now, Jim, fans will be back in Queensland this weekend at Brisbane and Gold Coast. They plan for the host, the fans coming back.
Yes.
2,000 supporters.
Good.
At each game. So, Caro, my friend, was right.
No, she wasn't.
She said fans will come back.
Last week. We watched that game, Bill. Freo and Brisbane, she declared there'd be crowds at that game. And were there?
There was a couple
were
there.
Were there?
There was some...
The retired journalist said there'd be people at that game, Fat, and there weren't. But you won't anywhere read or see or hear that particular person acknowledge she was wrong, but she was.
She was only a week out because there's 2,000 fans allowed there this week.
She could be 4 months out. It's still wrong.
Righto. But you know what isn't good, Jim? The borders aren't open yet.
Oh, no.
So no opposition fans can go up and watch. Like if you barrack for Collingwood or North Melbourne... Be nice to go up there in the sun and watch.
Of course it would. How long is this rubbish going to continue, honestly? We've handed our country over to people who have loved every skerrick of power they've suddenly obtained.
Yeah. That's right. Well, it's up to the premiers, but also the health people.
Well, this is the problem.
And are they having some fun in the sun?
Not only having some fun, but they're the world's most conservative, flat earth society people alive.
You're spot on.
So take the decision away from them and let common sense prevail, I say.
I'm with you. And they are enjoying it at the minute while they're on TV.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of premiers, Jimmy boy, Dan hasn't had a great couple of days.
Come on, Dan, what's going on within your joint?
Well, he's had some ministers resign. Jim, there's been a bit going on there.
Come on, Dan.
But have a listen to, I know there's some rivalry on the field against footy clubs, okay?
Yes.
But have a listen to the rivalry here between premiers in South Australia and Victoria.
Well, look, I don't want to be offensive to South Australians, but why would you want to go there?
Hello. Was that old Dan?
Dan, today.
Oh, hello, Dan.
He did. It was talking about holidaying and there's the Great Ocean Road and why would you want to go on holiday there?
Right.
But I like that. He just went whackety-whack, Dan boy.
Well, he's probably needing to get somewhere on the offensive because he's been covering up on the ropes for the last 48 hours.
He has copped a bit, hasn't he, in the corner?
Yep.
He's just come out with a couple of jabs that that's what I used to do.
And what did the old South Australian old mate come back
with?
We haven't heard back yet. Righto.
Who's the South Australian Premier?
Good question.
Stephen Marshall, I reckon.
Not that.
Kane Corns thinks he is. Some general news, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Speaking of frangers before.
Oh, no.
Just a funny thing to say, isn't it?
Not really. It is for you because you're a juvenile-minded person.
Used to carry them in the wallet and they put a mark.
Oh, no.
Jim.
Fair. Because I didn't get used for a year and a half in your wallet.
Oh, no, they did. Yep. Pharmacies, Steve Marshall, I got it right, didn't
I? You did.
Yeah.
I did want to admit it.
Pharmacies are reporting a spike in sales of home pregnancy test kits, Jim.
Oh, hello.
Our man at Chemist Warehouse, Mario.
Good man.
He has said there's a spike of 33%.
Oh, jeez.
So there's been a, gone on at COVID.
No,
but
so you probably would exercise the option if you could.
Under the duvet, Jim, there's been a bit going on under the duvet. So, Well, 33% of exercise.
Well, I'm not saying not always under the duvet.
Oh, right. It could be on the washing machine or something. I don't know. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with pregnancies
Very
and all that.
Interesting to see, yeah.
Speaking of mad rooters, Jim.
Oh, no. Come on, Bill.
There's a 100-year-old tortoise, Jim.
Yes.
Who has fathered more than 8,000 giant tortoises.
Right.
Is it?
Or turtles? It's a tortoise.
I think it's tortoises.
Or are they then tortoise?
Can we look up what
8,000 tortoise.
8,000 giant.
Yes.
During his career, Jim. He's been going at it. He's 100 years old.
He's had a decent go.
He's had a good. So they put him out to pasture. They've given him a spell.
Yep.
But he has had a good 8, time.
8,000.
And there he is there. They carry him on. The bike comes in and puts him on his back.
No way.
He does. He puts him on his back.
Is that bugger he needs to be carried around?
Carries him from venue to venue, Jim. Lets him go. And his name is Diego.
Diego. Oh,
the mad rooting tortoise.
Right.
What is it, Rabs?
Tortoise.
So you've had 8,000 baby tortoises. Yeah. There's no S on the end or any.
Who fathered more than 8,000 giant tortoises?
It's not tortoises.
It's just tortoise.
Just tortoise.
He didn't teach us anything.
Oh, listen to Fat. You've been sitting on that one, haven't you?
No, it's just comes to...
That just came to you, did it out of nowhere.
Unfolds in the mind.
No,
you wouldn't believe what's up in that mind.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bill, if you'd had 8,000 jumps,
yes,
you would need to be carried around.
He is. Look at him. Carried around on a bloke's back. Jim, do it the next time.
Come on.
How good is that? Good on him. Yeah. Well done to
Diego.
Diego. Yeah, that's it.
Jill's in. Something's happened.
I'll have some of that Foxtel.
There you go.
I'm bringing the show this
Foxtel.
Week. How good's that?
They're happy and so are our sponsors, Crew Tracker.
Well, the sponsors are Foxtel. Yeah. Crew Tracker just do the joke at the end and they're far from happy.
Jill Fearding, get it right. Write it down. Jill, what you got here? Plural of tortoise is tortoises.
No. It is tortoises.
Oh,
no. Look at old Tub Guts.
Batting 1,000 this morning.
Or even this afternoon. In fact, perhaps even this evening. Oh, rabbits, play a song, dude. Let's get texting on there. We can't go on any further.
Oh, we've had enough. I'll tell a Thailand joke.
For Foxtel. JB and Billy, this is the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Best to squeeze it back to a point the difference. Tex. From 50, the trip won't be an issue. He's big time this bloke. He is big time. And the Texans got three.
Might be our modern day favourite on Triple M Footy, the Texan, has given us plenty of copy on and off the field. We love him and he joins us now from Adelaide. Welcome, Tex.
Hey, boys. Geez, I'd love to hear that song a little bit more. We haven't heard it this year.
No. Well, I wasn't going to go straight off the top with it, but I bloody well am now because I called your game Saturday night. Very disappointing against the arch rival. What was said in review?
We were very disappointed. We let fans down, ourselves down. As simple as we just didn't defend like we wanted to. We've trained it for a long time now, and we've got to change some habits throughout the group. We understand, we're very clear in what we need to do. So she's over to just getting it done now, and let's talk and let's create some actions.
Well, as Gary Lyon always says, it's not the bad week that counts. It's the way you respond. So you got an opportunity on the weekend, but it was around the footy, Tex. You just got bashed up.
Yeah, mate, and that's another thing. Like, Nixie's brought over the two things that we want to stand for, and that's defend first, and you've got to be able to win your own footy. So clearly those two areas on the weekend were nowhere near the stand that we know we can set. We're not asking the group to do anything that we can't and haven't seen before. So we're not reaching for something that's not there. We know it's there. So let's get onto it and respond this week.
You got to do that, Tex, exactly right, because when we're looking outside the marquee, okay, and we're looking in at Adelaide, there's a bit going on there, as you know, over the last year or so, and then Andrew McLeod's come out and said that. You get belted on the weekend. So how do you stay positive? What do you tell the group?
Oh, look, for one, like, I think Slane's doing an outstanding job in that and just keeping us all on the same page. You just got to stick together, mate. That's a bell and end all. It's simple as that. But we'll get people throwing some
grenades,
throwing some spears at us and grenades at us. But we've just got to stay together. Yeah. If you start to let things outside affect you, then they win, and that's when you start to get some probably fractures in the group. But we're a very strong, resilient group, so we're looking forward to responding this week, Bill. I can't wait to get up. Well, get the budgie smugglers on again and get some UVs on the skin.
I hope the body's a bit better than what I saw on Sunday, but it is. what about that game, Jim? This game coming
Gold
up.
Suns.
Gold Coast Suns up there, and they were impressive, little Texan.
Yeah, that's the first time I've been called little, so I appreciate that, Bill. They were outstanding. So we're going to have to be on our game on Sunday, that's for sure.
You got a nice smattering of kids starting to drift through. McHenry, who Bill knows about, Geelong College boy, and then Mackesy, the big defender.
Yep.
Chase Jones, Darcy Fogarty's a little bit older. I like the way Darcy goes about it. He's got some nice, how do I put this, third letter of the alphabet attached to him, Texan.
Shit, what's that, chubbiness?
Oh, well, got a bit of that too. I did see the rig. There was just a couple of layers.
He does.
Yeah, he was pretty happy that he was running around. The trainer came out with the new Guernsey, and said, Darcy, come back here. I've got your Guernsey. He just wasn't listening. He thought he was happy with his rig. But, mate, we've got some good young kids coming through, and I reckon we might see a few more over the course of the season. We've got some great kids coming through, and that's a transition our footy club's going through at the moment.
O'Brien as well, the young ruckman who's got plenty.
You just got to play him.
The big ranger.
What about Ned? He likes to say a few things on and off the field too, doesn't he, old little Ned?
He's a great kid, mate. After a 75-point loss in the rooms, we were a bit disappointed. He's sitting there and I said, what are you thinking, mate? He said, I'll get emotional if I say it. I said, say it, mate.
Yeah.
He said, I just feel so lucky to be able to sit in the rooms with yourself and Sloaney. And I love it. This is awesome. This is all I wanted to do. I was like, oh, you're a great kid.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
They tell me he likes to take a hanger too, given the opportunity just for a little bloke text.
Ned?
Nah.
I spoke to a bloke from Geelong College. I do my preparation, Bill.
You might have been the wrong bloke.
I said, tell us about this little bloke. And he goes, mate, larder. And he also likes to take a hanger.
Ned couldn't even jump over a tally-ho paper.
Righto. Well, he's obviously...
tally-ho paper.
I like that then. You've corrected it, which is good. But he gets to the front and centres, and he's a nice little small forward, which you need, of course.
How is Rosa, by the way? Gee, he looks sore.
Yeah, he's going really well. He's a professional, so... I got no doubt he'll get up and play on the weekend.
All right, we need to take a break because some interesting stuff to talk to with the Texan next. And I think we might have an interesting play on for him too. That who's been putting this together, please, Rabbits?
Over in South Australia, Rush Hour boys over there.
Nice, all right. We'll play that next.
And this man joins us.
Tex Walker. Let's talk about Tex.
Let's talk about Tex. They got too much time on their hands.
We got lots of time on our hands. That's what happens in the COVID period. You just got a little bit extra time.
What have you been up to, please? You got beautiful Hugo, of course. So what have you been doing?
Hugo, he's 7 and a bit months now. So he's taken up a lot of my time. Obviously, haven't been able to play golf. But I'm looking forward to be able to. Now
why not? You can play golf over there, can't you?
You can over there.
Not with the since the AFL started.
Oh, yeah, right.
But before that, we were playing plenty of golf. Lots of red wine drinking.
Good. Good.
And just a little bit of study. But I think it's been great to be able to play cards and. Yeah, I study, Bill. What? But you don't think I'm one of those guys that study?
Mate, you're from Broken Hill. You didn't go to school. You wouldn't have gone to school. So what are you studying as a matter of interest there, Texan?
I'm doing my bachelor in business.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean?
So it means you can become an entrepreneur.
Listen to him. Hey, will Ellie and Hugo go up into the hub?
Not the first couple of weeks. I'll go up and have a look because we haven't seen the facility. So I'll go up and have a look, see what it's all about. And then there's a flight on the 7th, so they might potentially come up then.
Hey, I don't know whether you caught up with this bit of audio. I'm going to throw it at Rabbits Bartholomew, even though he doesn't know it's coming from the Premier of Victoria. Fighting words, Texan. Now, you know that I spent 16 magnificent years in South Australia and became a legend of that place, actually. So I defend it regularly. But this is what Dan Andrews had to say. Have a listen.
Well, look, I don't want to be offensive to South Australians, but why would you want to go there?
Texan.
Beautiful,
we're
Dan.
Talking about the Barossa Valley, the McLaren Vale, Coonawarra, of course, Clare Valley.
Half an hour behind.
In the best wine-growing districts in the world, let alone the Southern Hemisphere. Some of the best golf courses you'll ever play on. Beautiful, the churches, the architecture. What's he on about, Tex?
Oh, he's on something. I don't know what he's taking over the corona period. Jesus Christ, what a bullhead. Has he actually been over to South Australia?
Well, unlikely.
We have the best beaches here. We have the best wineries here.
Oh, yeah.
You go north, you got beautiful wineries. You go south, you got beautiful wineries.
Yeah.
You go east, you got beautiful wineries. Beautiful hills. Wait, Johnny, is
hills.
Going,
you got beautiful hills,
hills,
have you?
Beautiful district. I'm telling you now, Texan, by the way, I'm giving you something for nothing here. Go and see my man Christian Canute at Rusden Winery in the Barossa Valley. That's as good a winery as there exists in this country.
Okay, I'll have to go and have a look at that one.
Yeah, good young boy, T. Love you just dropping into the tasting room out the front there. All right, what else can you tell us, please?
I'll tell you, Jim. He tells some jokes over there on his show with Ruin Dits. Now, we might cut this short, but here's some of Texas' best jokes or worst.
Why did the pine tree fall down?
Why?
Had too many cones. Older people like to go to church, and this older couple went to church, and the wife and the husband said, hey, love, I hope you don't mind. I just did a bit of a silent fart. And he turned to her and said, hey, love, you need to put some batteries in your hearing aids.
Yeah, did you hear about the robot that had a one-night stand?
No.
Did you hear about what he did after?
No.
Nutted and bolted.
Tex.
Oh, you cut him short. There was a minute of that crap, Jim.
Well, Bill, they're on a par with yours. You ever hear any of Bill's jokes, Tex?
Oh, I love them. I might have stolen a couple.
Yes, I've heard a couple of those before, Tex.
Yes. Have you stolen any of mine, though, Bill?
I don't mind the robot one, but I wouldn't go with it.
What about, have you had a look at Bill, I don't know, if the Sunday footy show, because I don't get to see it, Tex.
I don't know if Tex would watch it, to be honest.
I don't know if it paints him in the correct light, but have you had a look at Bill since the lockdown sort of eased off?
To be honest, mate, I don't watch Channel 9. I'm Channel 7, man.
Well, good.
We'll stick together, Jim.
Bloody oath.
Why don't you watch the Sunday footy show, Tex?
Don't bite into it, Texan. I'm going to jump in and help you. But all I'll say is, Bill at the moment resembles Butterbean. Remember that fat heavyweight boxer?
Butterbean.
Oh, he likes that.
His pub's reopened, Tex, the Cremorne. Oh, he's been there. every single day and had a palmy every single day, and he's put on 15 kegs.
Not 15, Jim.
Humpty Dumpty.
That's him.
If you're still in the Alma.
Certainly am.
How's that going?
Oh, it's been tough over this period, but we are now allowed as of As of Friday, we can get 300 people in the pub, so that'll definitely help us.
Wow.
It's been tough.
Is Rue still running it?
Yeah, I think she is.
Actually,
speaking of the Alma, I remember when we played that State of Origin game and we were talking to Danger about it, and he completely forgot that he was still in the pub with us.
What, he didn't know he had a share?
He forgot. He got that much money, invested in things. He just,
that's right. He's just built a new house down there too at Moggs Creek. Finally got it through council.
Compound. It's like the Hemsworth compound in bloody Byron Bay.
You got to know people, don't you, down there? He knows the...
Council?
What's Marty Council? Yeah, he's a premier. What is he?
No,
the mayor.
He was the mayor. Her dad was the mayor. Not anymore, but he was the mayor.
So the planning got through pretty easily?
No, it didn't go down that far. Didn't go down to Moggs Creek. That's a different shire down there.
Of course it is.
It is, Jim.
It's got holes all through it, that whole him leaving your club, Texan.
Yeah. You miss him?
I love Dave. I love him. Mm. What about when he walked out with that boombox to Danger Zone the other way? I love
that. How good was that? Gee, I love that. And he did the McGregor dance and all that. You love all that.
Oh, amazing. That's a character. And did you hear about when we played the State of Origin game when he ordered invited a Pinot?
No. When?
Well, when we played the State of Origin game, myself, Sloan, and Danger had a drink. He said, let's get a lot of red or something. I was like, righto, what are you going to get? He said, I'm going to get a Pinot. Ordered one up to the room, and they come up with it. Well, when he rang, he goes, can I have a Pinot Grigio? And I was like, I didn't say anything. I was like, that's not a red. But anyway, it came up, and Danger's like, no, I ordered a Pinot. Oh, shit. A Pinot Grigio.
So he doesn't really, he thinks he knows his wines, and he doesn't, yeah?
Yeah, because he doesn't drink.
No, nah,
so
he's not
trust
a big
a man that drinks.
No, that is true.
I remember he came to the Mad Monday or Wacky Wednesday, and he wasn't. He ordered a squash.
Yeah.
So he's not coming allowed her back. By the way,
what was that sentence? Coming allowed her back.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, Tex, been great talking to you.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having
me. Good luck, Tex, and get up there and turn this ship around, please.
Yes, come on.
Well, do me best.
Good on you, mate.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
Now, I'll tell you what we're doing here. It's called the Hump Day Quiz.
Yes.
Bugger if I know how we're handing you a quiz to do, because the one on the weekend's a disaster every Saturday.
Yes.
But what we did was we sent it out on social media. How do you get involved in that, please, Rabbits Bartholomew?
Triple M Rush Hour on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Well, and in one sentence, why should you be chosen to be a part of Bill's Hump Day Quiz?
Yep.
And we've narrowed it down to two.
Geez, a lot of interest.
There were.
Well, we've got an opener. Do we want to play?
Oh, go on then, Rabbits.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, Jules should have got a go. Marjanak. I want to be involved because Bill's fat.
he
should have got in. If I was choosing, he would have been one of the contestants. Old Questions Brownless says Mark Allen. I wonder if that's Marco Allen.
Well, Marco.
He's going beautifully. Love to see how well he's travelling, of course.
Scott West is there.
Yeah. Well, what did he say?
Seven-time best and fairest at the Doggies.
Yeah,
because I'm broke and love a good old big bloke representing.
Probably shouldn't have gone with that one. Anyway, what we've got is Josh online. Oh. And Josh, where are you? Hello, Josh.
Hello, how are you?
Now, where are you from, please?
Lara.
All right, who do you support in this magnificent competition that is the AFL?
The mighty Kangas.
Oh, what about their cheer squad?
Kanga.
Lion. Bill, Kangas. That's not our magnificent cheer. Hey, Josh, how are they going, by the way?
Oh, flying. Have it on the weekend.
Beautiful. Yeah. Love it. All right, stay there. And we got Ross on the line from, I think, Warrnambool. Is it Roscoe?
Yeah, good old Bull.
Seriously, how bloody
good as the Burl.
Oh, yeah. It is a superb place. That Shipwreck Coast, Bill, is some of the best territory in Australia. Make no mistake.
It's windy, but it's
not this time of year, Roscoe. It's been beautiful last couple of months.
It has. Just trying to get by with his COVID stuff at the moment.
He's been married. 12th wedding anniversary coming up.
Yeah, no, we just celebrated on the weekend watching our little boy run around in soccer practice on Sunday morning.
All right. And Josh, of course, what we did is we asked everyone to give in one line, why should you be involved in the quiz? Josh said, you guys do realise you've only got an hour show. How are you going to get this done in that time? Hope you haven't planned any other segments.
That's it, Jim.
And then Ross says, big guy makes me laugh. Well, I don't think you do.
He does.
Anyway, we've 12th wedding anniversary, of course, for Roscoe. So what are we putting on the line here, prize-wise, Rabbits?
This is a massive package from St. Andrew's Beach Golf and Beer, it's called. A round of golf at St. Andrew's Beach Golf Course with golf cart and a six-pack, all thanks to St. Andrew's Beach Brewery. Check out the winter promo, standrewsbeachgolf.com.au.
So that is one of the great tracks in this country too, St. Andrew's Beach, if you want to play golf.
Cart, Jim.
So you play golf, you get the cart, and you get a six-pack of St. Andrew's Beach Brewery beer added on top. That is a superb prize, and
Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack, of course, Jim.
Right. All right, mbberwick.com.au. Right,
five questions. Obviously, get in first. Maybe Josh, you go with Josh, and Ross, you go with Ross. And Jim, you're the judge
Righto,
here.
I'm the judge.
And you get it wrong, the other bloke can come in, but whoever wins out of five questions wins those magnificent prizes.
Well, what you can you pick of the two prizes?
Oh, thank you. Josh, you ready?
Yep.
Ross?
Yep.
See how they rhyme? Right. Ross. Righto, here we go.
They don't rhyme at all.
Good luck to our contestants on Bill's Hump Day quiz. Brisbane Lions home ground is the Gabba. Who holds the record for the most goals kicked in a game there and how many?
Josh.
Bill Brownless.
How many did he kick?
Oh, I'm going to say 12.
No. So Roscoe can sweep in. How many did he kick?
10.
No. Oh, no.
11.
That's how irrelevant that record is. People can't even remember the number. No. So nil all.
Yes, thank you.
Next question.
Which commentator, Triple M commentator, called this on the weekend?
Mitch Duncan has won this one out of the centre. Irishman, Tui.
Hang on, wait for the commentary. Keep going.
Penetrating long kick inside forward 50. And McAvoy back there.
I think Josh got in first. Josh, who was it?
That would have been Head in the Vice, Luke Dutton.
Head in the Vice.
That was actually a replay.
It
was. Called?
Well, we're waiting for that on the commentary.
Yeah, we were. Cut it off.
No.
Well done, come on, Rabbits.
Okay, boys, here we go. Name the ex-AFL player on Big Brother.
Ross.
Josh.
Yes, Ross.
Daniel Gore. Goran. Or Daniel.
No.
I had your pencil down for one there, Roscoe.
Come on, Joshy.
That'll be Daniel Gorringe.
Yes. And what does Gorringe rhyme with?
Nothing.
Well, orange.
Nice add-on to the quiz. All right, question four.
That's what you get, Jim. You get a little add-on.
Ross needs to lift.
He does. Come on, Roscoe. Which player, after kicking a goal at the Gabba on Saturday, had this song playing on the scoreboard?
Josh. That was...
Too long. We swing across to Roscoe. Excitement machine, this footballer.
Kicked a few goals, Roscoe.
Matt Rowell.
Oh, no. Gabba. So he played for Brisbane. We're talking about Charlie Cameron.
And that, of course.
Well, that means two zip, and we've only got one question left.
Let's let it go.
do you want to hear your call of that goal?
And Baby Shark.
A bit of Baby Shark.
And duck.
For number four, Cameron, the hot hand sticks it through.
Oh, Jim.
Let's do the shark.
Where's he at, Duck? He's lost his way.
He has. Depends how hungover he is, to be honest.
This is you talking.
This is Saturday morning. He's a bit quiet on Saturday because he'd had a big one down here, down the road, Jim. Got in at 9 a.m. and left at 12 p.m.
Not long in, as the old force used to say.
Exactly.
Righto, so last question.
What does four goals, 12 points equal?
Josh.
36.
Josh. Josh has walked it in. Come on, Roscoe. Roscoe, are you there?
Yeah, it's old age. Old age.
Three zip.
Bad luck, Roscoe. You win nothing.
He gets what Josh doesn't want.
Oh, righto.
All right. So, Joshy.
Yeah, mate.
Well done. It just continues the dominance the Kangaroos are experiencing at the moment. So, no surprises there. Stop playing that stuff from out in the Gippsland. But you can, Josh, either have a round of golf at St Andrews Beach with the golf cart and a six pack from St Andrews Beach Brewery.
Ooh, nice.
Check it out at standrewsbeachgolf.com.au. That's superb. Or the Mercedes-Benz Berrick prize pack.
I'll go to the golf.
Oh, well done.
Well done. Beautiful there.
You can take the cheer squad, the whole cheer squad in that cart.
And Mercedes-Benz, of course, open for essential service parts and sales inquiries, mbberrick.com.au. That is coming
to you,
your
Roscoe.
Way, Roscoe.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Well done. That's a good quiz.
Not a great quiz.
There was add-on benefits.
Was there?
See, that, Jim, a bit of ha-ha.
Was there? You added a little Hume to it.
LOL there.
Yeah.
I
don't think many people were LOLing. Yeah.
Yes, he was. Huh? Whitney outside, even Matty. Look at old Gingerbeard Matty O or G or whatever his bloody name is.
Hopefully people are owing next because your joke for Crew Tracker won't be.
No. Oh, now, a big show coming up tomorrow. Sarah Jones, one of our favourites.
Oh,
superb.
From Foxtel.
Foxtel, of course. Brilliant. Fox footy. Toe Talks.
Oh, yes, please.
And I think we're putting a pretty decent Toe Talks together, actually.
Well, you are.
And Grant Birchall ahead of his 250th game, the reptile. We love him. Now, yes. The jokes are now sponsored by Crew Tracker. Ooh. And we love having them as part of our show, of course. But they jumped on social media yesterday, and this is after a really poor joke after they were good enough to part with some of their hard-earned. Come on, Bill. Got to do better than that, bud. We love you, big fella, but from a fellow Cats fan, you need to dig a little deeper.
Oh.
So that's fair enough.
Is it Brett or Matt, the Cats
fan? That's fair enough, Bill,
because
you shouldn't be serving that crap up.
Well, they're happy.
No, they're not. So today, you can rectify things.
Head to...
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker. Good for you. Good for your crew. Head to crewtracker.com and try it for free.
Okay, Matty or Bretty Boy, whoever barracks for the Cats. It's just a nice little quick one to...
Yes.
My mate spent 5 years in jail, Jim, for something he didn't do.
Right.
He didn't run.
Oh, my God.
That's not bad.
No, come on.
Don't you like that?
No.
See, that's quite good.
No, it isn't.
All right. I brought my daughter a fridge for her birthday, Jim.
Yep.
I can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it.
Can't even deliver it. Like, it's a repeated joke and he can't even get
it
right.
It's not repeated. I made that up.
You said it out in the office like 40 minutes
ago. And I got a laugh from you and Ethan and Onion.
No, you didn't.
Can't wait to see her face because it lights up. Anyway, me and Gav, me mate, we went overseas, Jim.
No.
And Gav went up there, Jimmy.
No, thanks.
Come back.
No, thanks. You are the king of the deep. Tears in his eyes.
Boy, it's a boy. I'm the king of the
divan. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend and footy.
Oh, Jim.
It doesn't get any better.
Footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.